With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. April 2026 has gone down as the strongest April on record for Cayman tourism. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell reports.
April saw 47,884 stayover visitors, a 12% rise on last year and nearly 4% above the previous April record set in 2019. Total visitation, including cruise passengers, reached up to 173,596, up 37% year on year. The United States delivered its best April ever, while Canada continued its rapid growth with a 69% increase in stayover arrivals. Expanded airlift from both countries played a major role, with further increases expected later this year. Acting Premier and Minister for Tourism, Honorable Gary Ruddy, said that the sector is entering the summer season of a position of strength, noting that tourism continues to support jobs and local businesses. Director of Tourism, Rosa Harris, highlighted the importance of strong industry partnership, particularly with airlines, which have helped drive record Canadian performance. Hotel occupancy reached 77.8%, with significant gains in room rates and revenue. For Radio Cayman News, I am Josh Cottrell.
The department says it will continue focusing on sustainable growth and ensuring Caymanians benefit from the industry's success. In other local news, a jury has begun hearing evidence in a trial of Claiborne Ebanks on Tuesday, who is accused of causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence. Mr. Ebanks has pleaded not guilty. The charges arise from a crash on Seaview Road in November 2024 that claimed the life of 32-year-old Health City lab technician Nikhil Rajput. The jury previously heard from the arresting officer, who described Mr. Ebanks as arriving at the Bodentown police station in a distressed state, shouting for help. She testified that he immediately reported the collision, waived legal representation, and complied with a DUI test before being arrested. The case was expected to continue today, but was adjourned by Acting Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner, KC, noting counsel illness. The trial is now expected to resume tomorrow morning. Mr. Ebanks remains on bail, and it is unclear whether he will give evidence in his own defense. In other court news, Romario Shane Brown will stand trial in Grand Court after electing to have his case sent up from the summary court. He faces two burglary charges and one attempted burglary charge, linked to incidents in 2024 and 2025. Mr. Brown remains in custody while he awaits his next court appearance on Friday. And Patrick Noel Webster pled guilty before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez on Tuesday to stealing a bottle of Hennessy from the Country Mart and consuming cocaine and ganja. He also admitted to breaching his bail conditions, telling the court he would test positive if screened. He has been remanded for 2 days and may be granted bail afterwards. A pre-sentencing report has been ordered and he must undergo drug testing twice a week. He'll be sentenced on the 15th of June. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, says it's reviewing concerns raised in a public petition about homeowner solar participation. The regulator said they were recently approached about a petition in circulation in the community that highlights issues with communication, approval processes, installer requirements, and the roles of various regulatory bodies. OFREG has confirmed it has written to Caribbean Utilities Company last week regarding communications issued about unauthorized solar installations. The office reminded CUC that any statements involving legal obligations, offenses, enforcement actions, or deadlines must be framed within the relevant legislation, approved programs, and license conditions, and must not suggest that CUC determines regulatory compliance on its own. The office emphasized the need for clarity about the roles of ERCO, CUC, and statutory bodies such as the Building Control Unit and Electrical Inspectorate. The office says it will continue to assess the situation and may issue further regulatory guidance to ensure a consistent, legally sound approach does not create unnecessary obstacles for homeowners seeking to adopt solar or renewable energy systems. Not much change for regular and diesel prices, but premium users got hit at the pump this week. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competitions Office, the average price of self-service regular gas jumped 2 cents to $6.19 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service is up 8 cents from the last check on May 20th to $6.62. That's a 14-cent increase in the past 2 weeks. Diesel is unchanged at $6.74 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas on Brown's Red Bay for $6.15. On the diesel side of things, however, fuel has the lowest price at $6.37 a gallon. Folks on Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24 a gallon. It's $6.96 on Little Cayman. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular is $4.45 U.S. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find the full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. An exciting night of pomp and circumstance as the International College of the Cayman Islands holds its 53rd commencement ceremony.
To my fellow graduates, as you move forward, I hope we remember that our lives are not meant to be passively lived. They are meant to be shaped with intention. The future will not always give us clear directions, but we will have to decide what kind of people we want to become, not only when life is easy, but especially when it is difficult.
Valedictorian Nadine Gonzalez-Edano graduated summa cum laude with a perfect 4.0 GPA, one of the night's many achievements. Registrar Melissa Bent Hamilton.
It's like being a proud parent. You are so full of joy and elation. You're excited. You're tearful in some parts. It is amazing to watch 41 graduates from associate, bachelor's, master's really put in the hard work. And today is their celebration, you know, and I'm happy that they were able to recognize staff, faculty, family, friends that helped journeyed with them.
Parliamentary Secretary Heather Bodden spoke on behalf of the Minister of Education.
To the class of 2026, congratulations. You have worked for this moment. For many of you, this journey has not been straightforward. You have balanced studies with work, family, and life's many responsibilities. There were mornings, long nights, and times when you had to push forward, even when it was difficult. But you did not stop. You stayed the course, and you're here because of that persistence.
The commencement speaker was outgoing Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, his final as Deputy Governor.
Today you have answered a call. You showed up through late nights and early mornings, through uncertainty and sacrifice, and you finished what you started. That is not a small thing. That is everything.
The 2026 graduating class at the International College of the Cayman Islands included 20 associate degree graduates, 14 bachelor's degree graduates, and 7 master's degree graduates. This week, brass students from across the country have been working with members of the Rodney Marcellus Philadelphia Big Brass leading up to tomorrow's performance at the Emsley Memorial United Church.
We have Terry Everson, who's with Boston Pops Orchestra, and he's also a trumpet professor at Boston University. And we also have Chloe Swindler, who is just recently appointed as trumpet professor at Berklee College of Music, which is a very famous college for jazz music and classical. So these students get to meet and work with these professionals that they wouldn't have ever met otherwise. So it's really exciting for everyone.
Local student pianist and trumpet player Cameron Gibson says the retreat this week has been incredible.
The opportunity that we have for such a small place is quite impressive as well. Not just to me, but for any students, any level. It's a wonderful experience. For me, myself, I am one of the, I guess, older students at the retreat, but I do find it quite enjoyable. These more personal conversations that I can have with these lecturers and professors from wondering how did they approach the career and get to that position. Things from my own personal and professional career that I would like to develop.
And Mr. Marcellus hopes you will come out and hear Cameron along with other students.
inside the show, we're going to have some students that are going to play with us. And Cameron's going to play with us. Some other students are going to play with us towards the end of the show. We're going to feature Charity Putman on the tuba. She's going to do a solo with Glenn. So there's a lot of different elements to the show. It's not just the brass group playing the whole time.
The K Musica show starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Finally, tonight's K-Man Art Week's launch party at the National Gallery may be fully booked, but there's still plenty of other events this week.
Thursday is Core West, which is Seven Mile Beach. There's 20 venues across Seven Mile Beach. Our hub there is Kamana Bay from 5 p.m. You can pick up the buses from 6 p.m. every 10 minutes from any venue. And then and that's being hosted in partnership with Kimpton Sea Fire and Hotel Indigo with Department of Tourism, Kamana Bay. So many great partners this year.
National Gallery Director and K-Man Art Week's founder Natalie Urquhart says the buses will run through 10 p.m. You can also catch tomorrow's Evolutions, Continuity and Change in Caymanian Art at 12:30 at the National Gallery, while Spatial Dialogue, a conversation between art and interior at IDG, is at 6:30 p.m. For the full lineup, visit caymanartweek.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevi Ebanks.